This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At a news briefing Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his counterparts from Egypt and Jordan agreed on the need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza, but a clear point of division emerged on the question of a possible ceasefire, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Following a meeting in Jordan's capital, Amman, with Blinken and foreign ministers from Arab nations, Blinken held a news conference with his Jordanian and Egyptian counterparts. The Arab nations are calling for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire. Blinken said it's the U.S. view a ceasefire at this point would be counterproductive and made clear the furthest he would go would be to support a humanitarian pause to give time for aid to be delivered and for getting civilians out of Gaza. He said a ceasefire would simply give Hamas an opportunity to regroup and repeat its attack from October 7th.
And you don't have to take my word for it. Just a few days ago, a senior Hamas official said that it was their intent to do October 7th again and again and again. No nation, none of us can accept that.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Representative Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress, has accused President Joe Biden of supporting a genocide against Palestinians and warned of repercussions in next year's election.
Mr. President, the American people are not with you on this one. We will remember in 2024.
In a video posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, late on Friday, the Democratic congresswoman from the northern state of Michigan repeated her calls for Biden to back a ceasefire in the almost month-long Israel-Hamas conflict. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant vowed Saturday Israeli forces would find and eliminate the head of the Palestinian